Episode 408, How to Make a Change in Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. What love letter have you left yourself today? I hope you're having a gorgeous day. I pray that your week is starting out to be fantastic and fabulous. How many other F words can I think of? Because usually when we say the F word, it's not the good word, is it? No. But we're all here about something positive. It's time to create your now. And if you're brand new to the Create Your Now family, I want to be the first to welcome you. We are here doing life together. None of us know exactly what we're doing all the time. We're on a journey, and it's a great journey to be on, especially when you're doing it together, because we can learn from each other. We can help each other through experiences, through troubles and struggles, and even celebrations. I mean, we all want to celebrate, right? Any excuse to have food. Okay, maybe not all the time, but it does sound really good, doesn't it? So I hope you have a smile on your face today, and I am glad that you are here. It thrills my heart that you are taking time to work on you. You are ready to create your now, being present in your life. So, how do you make a change in your life? Where do you even begin? That is a question that comes up a ton for me. And it's interesting. It doesn't matter if it's business. It doesn't matter if it's dealing with your physical self, your body, wanting to change it, weight loss, especially since with me, you know, I went through a tremendous amount of weight loss. I was over 210 pounds. And it doesn't matter if it's an emotional thing. Maybe it's even a career change. It could be you're starting a new business. It could be something as simple as, I don't know, but I want something different. I need a change. How do you make a change in your life? When life isn't going the way you think it should be, you might even be bored a little with it. That's the time that the thought sneaks in. How to make a change in my life. How do I do it? How do I go about it? Where do I even begin? But then what happens? You're stumped. Boom! You hit a brick wall. You can't help but think that, yeah, I want to make a change. I want to make a difference. Maybe even in some cases you want to make it right. Maybe you feel like you've done nothing but fail, and you need success on your side. You want to make a change. And yeah, it does start with you, doesn't it? No one can force you into anything. But what happens when we're growing up? We're asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And what happens is what? We get stuck there. My child right now is working on, what do I want to be when I grow up? They've taken a test and they take all these different attributes from, you know, the test scores and what they like and habits and traits, et cetera. And they put it all together, trying to make sense of it to tell them what they should be when they grow up. But you and I both know. We don't really know that answer. But when we're asked that question when we're young, we're expected to have a definitive answer. And that can be really confusing. And so it starts out at a young age that when we get to be old and wise like we are now, we're like, well, how do I make a change in my life? I know I want something different. Maybe I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but there's something different. Maybe I don't like who I see in the mirror. Maybe my emotions are all out of whack. Maybe I've gone through too many struggles and troubles and trials and tribulations, and I'm tired of it. And I need to do something different. I need to work on me. How do I make a change? Where do I begin? It is a tough one. And it's one that I think brings about midlife crises. And we sit there and we hold on to this. Oh my gosh, if I was only doing this, I would feel so much better. You know, though, if you got there, you would probably want something different. We never seem to be satisfied where we are in life. And so we hit this brick wall. You're stumped. You don't know what to do. And you look at your reflection in the mirror, and you're like, oh, who do I see? You're not even sure where to begin. The how, the what, the where, the why, the when. and you just are kind of dumbfounded. You don't have the resources then. You're like, oh, I could do this. Oh, but wait. We have this much debt. I've got two little ones at home. They need mama there. If I go and I want to go back out to work and maybe, or go even back to college to get the degree I really wanted to get, or finish the degree because I didn't finish it, or get certified in something that I really am passionate about, oh, but I can't do that because I need to be home with the kids, or, you know, my husband's career comes first and mine's not that. Where do you turn? You may not even have the finances to be able to do that. You may not have the time. And you feel like, well, the river's dry. Then you go back to doing what you do, the same motions every single day. But there's this achingness deep within you saying, I want to make a change. How to make a change in your life? Well, I want to tell you the best way to do it. It's the start. That's it. That is the simplest kiss in the history of Create Your Now. The start. Okay, we're going to go a little bit deeper. I know you'd probably be thinking, oh, there's more to the story than this. Yes, there is more to the story. The START is actually an acronym, S-T-A-R-T. And we're going to break it down, but I want to tell you first of all what it is. It's the season of transformation to appreciate, reconnect, and take aim. Listen to that again. The season of transformation to appreciate, reconnect, and take aim. That's your kiss, is the start. That's how you are going to make a change in your life, if that's what you want to do. You start out number one with the S, okay? The S is season. There's a time and place for everything in life. What season of life are you in right now? Where are you? Are you a newlywed? Are you a new mom? Are you an empty nester? Maybe you're in your rediscovery mode. Maybe we're not going to call it midlife crisis, but maybe you're like, gosh, my kids are getting older. Now what do I do? They don't need me there all the time. They're in school. What can I do? I need to be more productive. So it's kind of a rediscovery phase. Maybe you were recently divorced and now you've remarried and now you have a new family, a different season of life. So the S stands for season. So the season of the T is transformation. Transformation means what? To change. A metamorphosis, so to speak. Something that happens over a period of time. That's the catch, though. The transformation is time. A lot of our regrets in our life is that we want it now. And we wish we'd have started now. It's like, oh my goodness, if I just would have planted that oak tree 20 years before, look where it would be today. It's about transformation. It's not necessarily about the actual time it takes. Your transformation of your mind, your body, your spirit, where you want to go, your journey, it's a journey. You don't put a time limit on your journey. So be careful that when you're in the start of wanting it now, got to have it now. Because remember, we talked about already getting stumped. You run into the brick wall of resources called finances, time, energy, all of that. Okay. So you've got the season of transformation to appreciate. A is appreciate. You have to appreciate where you are right now. You have to appreciate the struggles you've gone through. Yeah, maybe that means you need to appreciate the broken relationship that you had with your first marriage. Maybe it's to appreciate the celebrations, your children. Maybe you have a very successful marriage. That's a celebration. It's your maturity, where you are in life, your maturation. Whew, big word. But it's important. We aren't on the same level of where we started. Remember, what do you want to be when you grow up? When you were asked that question, people wanted the answer. Most of the time we said, oh, I want to be a fireman or I want to be a teacher. Maybe somebody said I wanted to be an astronaut. That was big in my time. Everybody wanted to go to the, you know, to another planet. You'd go up in outer space. How cool would that be? But we don't have that definitive answer all the time. So in order for us to actually start, we have to appreciate. If we do not appreciate, you know what the opposite of the appreciation is? The comparison trap. Oh, yeah. Get you every time. Because what happens is, oh, I want to do what she's doing. Why can't I be there? I could be there. You're not. I say that out of love, but you're not there. But we want it what? Right now. Do you see how it all becomes one huge massive circle here? If you get on the negative roller coaster of, I want it now, I want what she has, why can't I have it now? I earned it, I deserve it, I know I should be there. That big butt comes in, not the back end side, but the other big butt that stops us, that stumps us for you to go any further because you're not appreciating. You've got to appreciate where you are, your struggles, your celebrations. You got to let some of the past go. If you're holding on to the past, you can't appreciate. And some of it takes time. You have to work through. Some of it may even take counseling. Some of it may take a coach. But if you're not in the appreciation mode, you're comparing. And that's where you stop. So you don't want to stop. You want the start, remember? So we've got the season of transformation to appreciate. The R is reconnect. Oh, yes. I love this one. Reconnect. What do you love today? Because you see, what you love today probably wasn't what you loved 20 years ago. What's your favorite color today? Is it really the same as what it was 20, 30, 40 years ago? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. What do you want to be when you grow up? Is that answer the same? Most of the time, those types of questions, the answers to follow are different. Based on what? The season. Where we are in our life. So what do you love today? Where are you in your life today? Who are you now? Kind of like your right now why. It's where you are now. What is it about the life that you love? Maybe you haven't really thought about it because all you're doing is going through the motions called life. And that's it. You're not really present. So when you reconnect, you're what? You're becoming present in your life. You're acknowledging. You're saying, hey, I'm here. I can do this. I got this. That is so important. You've got to reconnect. Otherwise, you're just stumbling and fumbling. You're floundering through life. You don't want to flounder. You got to reconnect. Okay? So you've got the season of transformation to appreciate, reconnect, and the T is take aim. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Take aim. It's one action step to ignite motivation. We're wanting it what? Right now, but you can't have it right now. It's all part of the start, not the stop. You don't want to get caught in the floundering and the comparison and I want it now. You want to start. So what you have to do is you take one action step. That one action step may actually be under appreciation. It may be the A. It may be like, oh my gosh, I haven't let go of my past. There's this one thing in there, and I just now realize it. If I don't let that go, there's no way I can move forward. That's taking aim. Maybe it's, oh, I have been dreaming about this for the last 5 years, Christiane, and just now I'm going to do it. I need to start my blog. I've been talking about it. I sort of kind of put together a free WordPress site and, you know, it's there and I go to it maybe once or twice a year, but I haven't really done anything. Okay, so what's one action step you can take right now today to ignite your motivation? Maybe write 10 sentences. Now, you might be laughing right now thinking, oh my gosh, you're telling her to write 10 sentences? That's it? Well, she's been trying this for 5 years. It hasn't worked. So what's the key? Small step. One actionable item. It's taking aim. You're not jumping in. Do you see? Beforehand, we were talking about resources. Depending upon where you are in your season will depend upon how you can handle the take aim part. That action. How much can you? If you're an empty nester, then woo, what are you waiting for? Girl, get on it. I want 5,000 words. No, I'm joking. But what else do you have better to do? You're an empty nester. The kids are gone. They're living on their own. Woo, you have freedom. But sometimes we don't feel that way. So again, it comes back to the season. Where are you in your life? If you're a new mom and you have young children, you may not have a lot of time because they need you. Not just physically, but they need you to do a lot of things for them. They need you to dress them. They need you to cook for them. They need you to feed them. They need you to change their diaper. I mean, there's a lot of needs in that. Your time is very limited. But when you pull back a little bit and you're in a different season of life, like the empty nester, for example, or your kids are now grown up enough to where you have 2 or 3 hours in your day to dedicate some time, then if you've never done or started anything, don't jump in and try to go all in, because then we hit the all-in syndrome and we stop and then we are, ah! It's about the start. And remember, this is called what? The KISS, the keep it simple strategy. It's the simple start, the season of transformation to appreciate, reconnect, and take aim. One simple step to ignite motivation. What can you do today? Walk yourself through the start and see where you are on how to make a change in your life. What opportunities can open up when you begin to walk yourself through this? I pray that the brick wall will fall and you won't feel so overwhelmed by, I want to make a change for once in my life. Maybe not for once in your life. Maybe many thoughts, but this time you're ready to take action. You're ready to take aim. The start. Make it happen today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.